One of Fat Possum's hottest commodities these days is the Black Keys. Their CD, Rubber Factory, made its debut at number 11 on Billboard's top independent chart. And since its release on September 7th, it's sold some 80,000 copies worldwide and counting. What about the night? The group is really a duo. Guitarist Dan Auerbach and drummer Patrick Carney. They join us from the studios of WKSU in Kent, Ohio. Dan, welcome to you.
Hey, thank you.
And Patrick, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You guys have always been rather mavericks. I think that's probably a good definition. You've been recording in your own way. You've been recording in your own studio. You often do your own engineering. And when it was time to shop for an independent label, you once said you were afraid you'd be pigeonholed if you signed with Fat Possum. What was it that ultimately made you decide that it was the right label for you?
I think that it was a combination of things. You know, they were going to give us complete creative control. They were going to let us continue to record and engineer and do all that stuff that we like to do. And the label is run by a couple of crazy guys who live in the middle of nowhere in Mississippi, and that we found appealing.
What pigeonhole did you think you'd be in?
Blues. B-L-U-S-E. We didn't want to be in that genre. You know, we didn't want our record put in those racks because we don't think that's what we are, and, you know, we don't play that kind of circuit, and that was our main concern, really. Blues music, as a genre live, I guess, is kind of dying, you know? Everybody that I thought was at the near end, like Junior Kimbrough and Arl Burnside, those guys have either died or stopped playing. There's just a couple people left. I don't know if I really would ever really want to listen to somebody who's just playing old songs, you know? Somebody young is playing older tunes and not doing anything original, so I think that it has to move forward.
Dan, when you were in high school, there's a story. You went on some road trips and you were going to track down some old blues musicians in the South. Can you tell us about that trip?
Well, yeah, I was getting into Junior Kimbrough Records, and I wanted to go see him play because he didn't tour much at all. I think he came through Cleveland a couple times, but I'd totally missed the boat on that. So I drove down to Mississippi, the town where he lived, and because I knew he played every Sunday night. He owned a club. And so I went there and found out he was sick and he didn't play, and finally found out that he passed away and never got to see him. But I still got to make the trip, and it was really nice. I met his family and saw his sons play, and it was just a huge influence on me. The way that I play guitar is based around the way that I heard his records through my ears.
Patrick, when you took up the drums, you wanted to play with Dan. Did you teach yourself to play?
Well, I mean, as you probably can tell by the records, I'm a trained jazz drummer, very strict, regimented.
Mm-hmm.
I taught myself to play the drums. I first started playing drums, I was a dishwasher when I was 15. I think the Hobart dishwasher had a big influence on my style, drumming. And I think that I've evolved since then in over 9 years to I can sort of keep time. Sort of.
Standing in the sun.
once you started to get successful, you decided to go out to L.A. and to do a recording session in a real studio. I mean, real, in quotation marks. What was that experience like?
It was a free trip. This guy that was, I guess, interested in maybe managing us at the time, he paid for us to fly out there and record in his studio. It actually was in Berkeley. But, you know, it was really nice of him to offer that and for us, you know, to be able to do that and realize that's something that doesn't really work for us. Being in the same studio that Green Day records in doesn't really make the Black Keys sound very good. But we got home with the CD and realized, you know, that we'd be better off recording our record on a $500 tape machine than spending $500 a day on a computer. Have you ever heard those CDs with blues riffs and wolves howling in the background or owls?
Those kind of ambient noise sound machine recordings.
Mm. Yeah, nature blues.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded like that. Kind of sterile and boring.
Tame.
Yeah.
Not something you're going to want to stake the name Black Keys on.
No. Huh?
No. The new CD is Rubber Factory, and really, I mean, first of all, you grew up in Akron, Ohio, where the rubber really indeed does meet the road. And you actually did record this in a rubber factory. Tell us what the setup was like.
We were looking for a place, and we saw the For Rent sign, and it's just this giant building, and the first floor is where all the big storage rooms are, the big kind of cavernous rooms, and then the second floor is where they had all the offices and laboratories, and that's where we rented our space, was on the second floor. And you know, we just kind of rented one room, but there was no one around us in that corner of the building, so we had cables running out the door and across the hallway and into other rooms and stuff, and it was basically just like this kind of deserted old building, and we had free reign of it.
Oh, it was a General Tire factory. We were in the R&D section. Lots of carcinogens floating about. Caustic chemicals that had eaten through the floors and are still lodged in our lungs, I'm sure.
Ew.
It's one of those buildings that they're better off just leaving up than tearing down.
But the sound of the recording, worth it, right?
Right.
Worth sacrificing your lungs for.
Yeah. And also, we have a good lawyer, too, that's helping us represent.
Working on making it really worth it.
What's her name? Erin Brockovich?
Yes. That tall woman I've seen in the hallway, right?
Yeah.
I was surprised to find out that it's only two of you playing. I really thought you guys had a full four-piece, five-piece band going on, but it's just you guys. What a sound. I mean, it's huge.
Thank you.
So how do you get that sound you do?
You turn everything up loud, really loud, and things tend to sound bigger when they're louder, I guess. We learned that from Fat Possum. You can tell if something's quality by the weight of it.
Yeah, they did teach us that.
The heavier an object is, the better it is, and the louder something is, usually the better it is.
So. Uh-huh. You guys were in Europe, sold out in London. Wow, sold out in London. What do you think it is that folks abroad are hearing when they hear you? What is it that strikes a chord with them?
I have no idea. We're kind of surprised every day by what goes on with the Black Keys. We recorded this stuff in our basement, and we were never really a band that got together to be a band. You know, we were just kind of recording. We liked doing that, making tapes, and all of a sudden we got a record deal, and then all of a sudden we went on a tour, and then all of a sudden they're playing our songs on BBC, and then it's all kind of shocking to us.
Then you get interviews asking you, what does it all mean?
Exactly. It means we're away from home a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, count your blessings. Or be careful what you wish for.
There you go.
Yeah. Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney from the Black Keys, they joined us from the studios of WKSU in Kent, Ohio. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So you're mine.
is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.